عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover you in his mercy. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astofa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu takes care of a single date and a morsel of food for one of you, just as you take care of your foal or young camel till it, that is the date or the morsel of food, is like Mount Uhud. The hadith of Abu Barza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quoted previously, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person gives a piece of bread in charity, and it increases by Allah jalla jalaluhu till it becomes like Mount Uhud. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu admits three people into paradise because of a morsel of bread and a small piece of a date and anything similar to it which benefits a poor person. The three people are the person who orders that it be given, the wife who prepares it, and the servant who hands it over to the poor person. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a monk from the Bani Israel remained worshipping in his monastery for 60 years. It then rained heavily and the entire land became green and lush. The monk appeared from his monastery and said to himself, if I go down and engage in the remembrance of Allah, I will increase my goodness. So he got down with one or two flat loaves of bread. While he was walking about, a woman met him. He continued talking with her and she with him till he engaged in intercourse with her. He then lost consciousness. He then went into a pond to take a bath. While he was there, a beggar came to him. He pointed to the beggar to take the two flat loaves of bread. He then passed away. His worship of 60 years was weighed against that single occasion when he committed adultery. That adultery of his outweighed his good deeds of 60 years. That one or two flat loaves of bread were then placed with his good deeds of 60 years. The bread outweighed his bad deeds. He was thus forgiven. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer who feeds a believer to remove his hunger, Allah jalla jalaluhu will feed him with the fruits of paradise. The believer who gives liquid to a believer to remove his thirst, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give him the sealed wine of paradise to drink. The believer who clothes a believer with a garment to cover his nakedness, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will clothe him with the garments of paradise. Bir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three qualities which he found in a person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will admit him into paradise. Kindness to the weak, affection to parents, and compassion to the slave. Three deeds which if found in a person, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him beneath his throne on the day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by him, performing wudu despite difficult conditions, walking to the masjid in the darkness, feeding the hungry. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who from amongst you is fasting today?" Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who from amongst you fed a poor person today?" Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who from amongst you attended a funeral today?" Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who from amongst you visited a sick person today?" Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The person in whom these qualities are found together will most certainly enter paradise." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say on the day of resurrection, 'O man, I fell ill, but you did not visit me.' He will say, 'O my sustainer, how can I visit you when you are the Lord of the universe?' Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, 'Do you not remember that a certain servant of mine fell ill, but you did not visit him? Do you not know that had you visited him, you would have found me with him? O man, I asked you to feed me, but you did not feed me.' He will say, 'O my sustainer, how can I feed you when you are the Lord of the universe?' Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, 'Do you not remember that a certain servant of mine asked you to feed him, but you did not feed him? Do you not know that had you fed him, you would have received the reward thereof from me? O man, I asked you for a drink, but you did not give me a drink.' He will say, 'O my sustainer, how can I give you a drink when you are the Lord of the universe?' Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, 'A certain servant of mine asked you for a drink, but you did not give him. Had you given him something to drink, you would have received the reward thereof from me.'" Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most beloved of deeds in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are bringing happiness to a Muslim, removing a hardship from him, removing hunger from him, fulfilling a debt on his behalf." Ja'far al-Abdi and al-Hasan narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu boasts before the angels of a person who gives food to his servants." Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who feeds his brother till he removes his hunger and gives him water to drink till his thirst is quenched, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will distance him from the hellfire by a distance of 7 trenches, the distance from one trench to the next being a journey of 500 years. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala said, "Gathering a group of my brothers and feeding them a certain amount of food is more beloved to me than going to your marketplace, purchasing a slave and freeing him." Al-Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "Feeding a morsel of food to a brother of mine for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is more beloved to me than giving a dirham in charity to a poor person. The reward for he who gives water to a human or an animal or digs a well." Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ." He who does an atom's weight of good will see the reward thereof, and he who does an atom's weight of evil will see the punishment thereof. Several ahadith in the previous section are applicable to this section as well. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "While a man was walking on a path, the intense heat overcame him. He found a well, descended in it, drank some water, and then came out. He suddenly saw a dog panting and eating moist soil out of thirst. He said to himself, "This dog is experiencing the thirst similar to what I was experiencing." He descended the well, filled his shoe with water, and held it by his mouth till he climbed out. He then gave the water to the dog. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu appreciated this deed of his and forgave him his sins. The companions radiallahu anhum asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the reward for us in showing kindness to animals as well?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is reward in every living creature." Mahmud ibn al-Rabi narrates that Suraqa ibn Ju'shum radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stray animals come to my pond. Will I receive any reward if I give them water to drink?" He said, "Give them water to drink, for there is reward in every living creature." Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "I seek water for my pond till I fill it for my camels. Then camels belonging to someone else come to me and I give them water to drink. Will I be rewarded for that?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is a reward in every living creature." Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, "What deed is there which if I do, I will enter paradise?" He replied, "You live in a place where water is drawn out." The man said, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When you return, purchase a new water skin and then provide water to people till you tear the water skin. Surely before you tear it, you will reach therewith the deeds of paradise." Qudayr al-Dabi narrates that a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, "Tell me of a deed that will draw me close to paradise and distance me from the fire of hell." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, "Are these two, paradise and hell, that will prompt you to do a deed?" He replied, "Yes." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Speak justly and give whatever extra you have." He said, "By Allah, I cannot speak justly all the time, and I am unable to give whatever extra I have." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Okay, give food to eat and extend the greeting." So the man said, "This is also very difficult." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Do you have camels?" He replied, "Yes." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Select a camel from all those that you have, take a water skin, and then go to a family who only drank water a day after a day. In other words, water is not easily accessible to them. It is likely that before your camel dies and your water skin gets torn, paradise will be guaranteed to you." And the Bedouin left, saying the takbir, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the greatest." Before his water skin could get torn and his camel could die, he was killed as a martyr. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There were two people who were walking in the desert. One of them was an ardent worshipper and abid, while the other was prone to evil and mischief. The worshipper was overcome by thirst and eventually fell down. His companion began looking at him while he was falling down. He then said, 'By Allah, if this pious worshipper passes away out of thirst while I have water with me, I will never get any good from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And if I were to give him my water, I will die.' He then placed his reliance on Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and made a full determination. He sprinkled some of his water onto the pious man and gave him the remaining water to drink. The pious man got up and traversed the desert. The sinful person is brought forward for the reckoning of his deeds, and the order is issued that he should go to the hellfire. The angels herd him towards the hellfire. On his way, he sees the pious man and says to him, 'Don't you recognize me?' So he replies, 'Who are you?' He says, 'I am such and such a person. I had given preference to you over my own self on that day when we were traveling in the desert.' The pious man says, Yes, indeed, I recognize you. He then says to the angels, stop. They stop. He comes forward and stands and calls out to his sustainer, saying, oh, my sustainer, you know well the kindness that he showed to me and how he gave preference to me over his own self. Oh, my sustainer, hand him over to me. Allah Jalla Jalalu says, you can have him. The pious man comes forward, holds his friend by his hand, and takes him into paradise. Good deeds remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not know what good deed will take us to Jannah and save us, you know, from the fire of Jahannam. That is why we should value every good deed. And we have learned from these ahadith the virtue of spending in the path of Allah, of assisting others in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and a hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.